Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a schus for Reb Shmuel ben Yamin, the Tishna Rachav Leish, that bracha v'atzlach b'chom ma'aseh yadav, David shukra Allah ben Rachel, bracha v'atzlach b'chom ma'aseh yadav, and for Yosef ben Ezra, the bracha v'atzlach b'chom ma'aseh yadav. We're learning a little bit in the sugya in Maseches Gittin and Daf Chaf Amid Bey. Says the Gemara, boy Rami bar Chama, Rav Chama asks the following shaila. Hayu muhzakim ba evid. Everybody had a chazak on this evid. Everybody knew about this evid. Kenaini shehu shelo, that it belongs to the baal. The get kosev al yado, and the get is written on the hand of this evid. The Mishnah says in Gittin that you can write a get on the hand of an evid and give it to the woman. Vareu yotze mitachas yado. The get is written on the hand of the evid, and then the woman has this evid. The evid is in her possession. And she said, my husband gave me this evid, and he divorced me with this evid. Ma, what's the halach? Miam rinan aknu yakni la. Do we say that he was maknet to her? Since the evid is now in her rishus, she's believed to say that her husband was maknu the evid, and he was megarish with the get that's written on him, even though she doesn't bring ede mesira that he gave the get to her. O dilma, or maybe we say no. The fact that the Eved is in her possession is not a raya that her husband gave it to her. Because Ken Zayin, it could be that that he went on his own without Eidei Mesira. She's not believed to say that he was given by the husband, because maybe he walked on his own. So then the Gemara launches into a little bit of a discussion. How you can write in a get on the hand of an Eved. Gemara says, on my rav of a table clay, that she definitely can't be misgarish with this get, because it's a ksav shiachal is daifu. Ksav is written on the body of a person, can be erased, you can write other things, and therefore it's not a get. That's Rava's kasha. So then the Gemara asks on Rava, so the Gemara says to Rava, all right, Rava, according to you, the Mishnah is shver, because the Mishnah says you can write a get on the hand of an Eved. And the Gemara says, no. The mission is not shver according to Rava, because the mission is talking about whether Eidei Mesira. And they read it before it was given to the woman. And then the Eidim will say that, yeah, this is what we read. We read the get on the hand, and now the woman has it. So everything is kosher v'yasher, and that's Rabbi Lazar, who holds that Eidei Mesira are a kairosi. But according to Rami Bar Chama, who says that the Eved is in the hands of the woman, and there are no Eidei Mesira, and he wants to suggest that possibly the fact that he's in her possession is enough to prove that it was given to her. So therefore, that means we don't have Eidei Mesira. We don't have people who read the get. So it's akasha, because it's ksav shiachal is daif. So it can be forged. According to Mishnah, it's not a Shiloh, because the Eidei Mesira read it before, but Rami Karm is saying, well, there are no Eidei Mesira, and therefore maybe the writing was forged. And Rami says, no. The Rami Racham is in the Lokashia, because it's talking about where it was Miksovas Kaka, it was tattooed onto her skin, onto the Eved's skin, and therefore it is not erasable. And we said, now the Gemara says, Hashdas Lachi, now that you've come to this, to answer the Kashi according to Rabbi Racham, you can also say the Rav to say that Teretz for Rava. That's talking about Ksovas Kaka, and then therefore in the Mishnah it's not a Kasha, and even according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that Eide Chasima Karasi, you don't have to say it's Daf Rabbi Lazar. You could say even if it's Rabbi Meir and Eide Chasima Karasi, it is still not a problem. It's not a ksav sheyachol lehizdayef, because it is written as a tattoo on her, on his hand. Continues the Gemara, and it says, "Ma havei Allah." So, what's the bottom line? If a woman brings a get, if a woman brings an eved that has a get written on his hand, is she divorced or not divorced? And this is the Gemara, Toshma Adam Reish Lakish Hagodros Ein Lem Chazaka Behemos, that go from place to place. If a person is machzik in these behemos and he claims that he acquired them from the Bailim, he's not believed, because they can say that they went on their own, and the Eved also, she's not believed to say that he divorced her with this Eved, because the Eved can go on his own. So that's Maskanas HaSugya, that Reish Lakish says, that HaGodros Ein Lahem Chazaka Memeila, the fact that the Eved is in her possession, is no Raya that it was given to her as a get, because maybe he walked on his own. The Rambam in the fourth Perek of Hilchos Gerushin and Halacha Dalet writes, Haya get chakuk al yado, if the get was engraved on his hand, shel Eved of this servant, Bixovis kaka with a tattoo. Vayotze mitachas yada, and it was in the possession of the woman. Vayu edim chakukam al yado, and the edim are also on this get, on his hand. Harezu mugureshes, she's divorced. Afopisha in laedim isira, even though there are no edim isira, why sharein yochel is daif, because it can't be forged. Filo hay muhzakam bevet shalo. And even if we're muhzak, if everybody knows that this eved belongs to him, to the husband, we knew it belonged to him. Forget chakuk al yado, and then you have the get on his hand, and now vuyotze mitachas yada. He's going out from the hand of the woman, he's in her possession. Vio meretz beidim nimsarli, and she says, it was given to me with eidim. Herezu safik mugureshet, shem me'atzmo nichnasa, shagadu shein lam chazaka. She's safik divorced, since maybe it went. He went on his own. And Godor saying lam chazaka, moving animals, mobile animals, don't have a chazaka, and therefore this Eved, she's also not divorced. And so Paskin, the Shulchan Aruch. So again, first he doesn't say who the Eved belonged to, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Just says there was a get on the hand of an Eved, and it's in her possession. So she's divorced. And then it says, but if we knew it was his, then she's not, she's only suffix divorced. Because maybe it walked on its own. So you see that we only say suffix gerushin when we're muhsak in this Eved, and we know about this Eved that it used to belong to him. But if we're muhsak in an Eved that it was hers, she's megureshes bevadai. Even though, in order for her to be megureshes, the husband had to be makna her this Eved, and then the Eved becomes his. Why don't we say the same thing? After she was makna the Eved to the husband, the Eved then walked into her possession, and Godor saying lam chazak. It's a famous kasha the Beis Shmuel that all the Achronim deal with in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet Siv Katan Yud Zayin. What's the difference in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam between an Eved that was his and an Eved that was hers? If it was his, we say Safik Megureshes, because maybe he walked in his own. But if it was hers, we say no Vadei Megureshes. Why Vadei Megureshes? If it was hers, she had to be makna to him. Maybe after she was makna the Eved to him, to give back to her, maybe he just walked to her on his own. And therefore she should also be Safik Megureshes. Answer Rav Pesach Stein, Zechut Tzadik Levracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Tells, who's cited in the Sefer Ol Yitzchak, on page 867, Meseches Gittin, 767, excuse me. He answers this terror, the kasha, the Beis Shmuel, as follows. That even though we know that Godros ain't them chazoka, it doesn't mean that if a person's machzik Godros, these movable animals, it's not a chazaka at all, he's not a muhzak at all. Rather, what it means is that he's not considered a muhzak in order to be motzi from a cheskas marakama vadois. That if there's a marakama vadai, somebody certainly owned this in the past. The fact that I'm machzik is nothing. Is not going to prove that it's mine. Kiz godra sein lem chazaka. And this is sodas mucha from the sugi of Gemara, but mitziyan daf kufam da aleph, gabi machlif par b'chamor, and then it gave birth, and you don't know if it gave birth in whose possession, in the buyer's possession, the seller's possession, they exchanged the par and a chamor, and you don't know in whose possession it gave birth, this para. So frek the Gemara over there, v'lech zei b'rishus d'man kaimi. Let's see whose rishus it was in. If it was in the buyer's rishus, he gets the vlad. And if it was in the seller's rishus, he gets the vlad. Since you have a suffix, if it happened before or after the sale. Frektos is. I understand. Gojo saying lam chazaka. So there's no onion of muhzuk. So what do you mean? Lechzer rishus deman kaimi. It's gojo. It's gondo saying lam chazaka. So what do you mean? Whoever had a chazaka on the animal is going to get to keep, because it was in his possession, is going to get to keep the vlad. Gojo saying lam chazaka. And for Tosfos, there it's different because it's drar de mamona. Meaning there's a suffix even without the tainus of the Baalei Din. Here, Beis Din would have a suffix even without their tainus. When did this animal give birth? So we see from Tosis that even though there's a Drara de Mamona, that since there's a Drara de Mamona, that's a reis on the Cheskes Marakama. That is a weakness that impinges on the Chazak of the Marakama. And since now we're not so sure who the Marakama is, since we're not sure anymore who the Marakama is, why aren't we sure who the Marakama is? Because we have a Drara de Mamona, we have an objective suffix here. Ayvazai, it doesn't help us that there was a Cheskes Marakama. So now we can follow the Muchzak. When can you follow the Muchzak if it's Goldros? If there's a Vade Marakama. But here, where there's a Drara de Mamona and there's no longer a Vade Marakama, there you can go after Muchzakus. So here is Shayach Shapir, Din Muchzak, even by Goldros. Why is it Shayach to say this in Muchzakus by Goldros? Because the Cheskes Marakama is not a Chazaga Badois. It's not a Shtarka Cheskes Marakama. According to this, Gevaldik, so what do we see? What do we see from here? That this whole inyan that Goldros, Ein Lem Chazaka, is only when there's a Cheskes Marakama Vadois. When there's a Cheskes Marakama Vadois, then we don't say Goldros, Ein Lem Chazaka, Goldros, Yesh Lem Chazaka. So, Ibazoi, now we have a Gevaldik Yishu for the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. That in a place where the Eved was Muchzuk, that it belonged to the Baal, this is a Cheskes Marakama Bevadai. There is a Cheskes Marakama Bevadai. Oy. And therefore, it doesn't help that she's holding on to the Eved now because Goldro saying them Chazakan. Here there's a Cheskes Marakama Bevadai. So, what does it help that she's holding on to it in Mela Safeg Gerishin? But if we're Muchzuk in an Eved, we know this Eved belonged to her. If we know the Eved belonged to her, therefore the husband has no Cheskes Marakama. So even though we know that she was makna this to, she was makna the Eved, because if she wouldn't be makna the Eved to the husband in the first place, she wouldn't be divorced. But that's only a Chazaka haba mikoach rov. It's not a Chazaka badois. It's not an absolute. The odds are that she was makna this to her husband, but it's not an absolute. There's no Cheskes Marakama Vadois. Since there's no Cheskes Marakama Vadois, that the Eved was his, and now she's holding on to the Eved, so her Muchzakus helps, and we don't say Goldro Sein Lem Chazaka. In the case where it belonged to him originally, that's a Cheskes Marakama Vadois, we say Goldro Sein Lem Chazaka. It was his. The fact that it's in her possession is no indication of anything. Because maybe they walked on their own. And we say that because we know it originally belonged to him, so we assume that it still belongs to him. But we don't know that it originally belongs to him. We know that originally it didn't belong to him. Because we know it was hers. That's the first case. Since he had no Cheskes Marakama Vadois, that's Soser, her Muchzakus now. What do we say? We say that she's Megureshes Vadai. Why is she Megureshes Vadai? Because he had no Cheskes Marakama Vadois, that it was his. There's just a Chazaka Bami Koach Rov that in most cases she was makin it to him. But it's not an absolute that it was originally his. And now that it's in her possession and there's a get written on it, we say that she is divorced Bivadai. Because it's not so, sir, a Vadai that it originally belonged to him. That is the teretz of Rav Pesach Stein. So again, the chiluk is, if it was originally his, if it was Muchzuk Shadesh Shalo, then she's only divorced Misafek, because we say Godra Seinam Chazaka, because he's a Cheskes Marakama Vadais. But if it belonged originally to her, even though we have to assume that it came into his possession at one point, But since there was never a vaday that it was his, Mamela, now that it's in her possession, and there's a get written on it, we say that she is divorced. And that it's 100% absolutely hers, because it's not soser, his cheskas marakama vadois. Beautiful. We move on to Rashi. Rashi, on a Godra, Sein Lam Chazaka, writes that we can say that me'atzman holchu etzlo, that with animals, the animals themselves went to this person. And therefore, it's not Shaykh and Godrus, the Chazaka, that it's theirs. We assume that it belongs to the Marakama, belongs to the Ma'ara. So l'chora, the Kavan of the Gemara is to conclude that in the problem of Rami Bar Chama also, that the woman is muhsuk in the Eved, and the get is written on his hand, she's not Megureshes, because we're mamid this Eved b'cheskos Marakama of the Baal. And we'd say that the Baal didn't give her the Eved, and there's no gerushin. Just like with animals, we assume that it belonged to the original Marakama, so too we assume that this Eved still belongs to his original owner. And not only that, but there's a cheskasesh ishir. So we don't want to make her divorced unless we're sure. So the chora then kumtoy slofi the maskan of the sugya. She's not divorced, vadai, because we have a cheskasesh ish. And also you have the cheskas marakama, that this eved belongs to the owner, to the baal. Since this eved belongs to the baal, we assume that he just walked over, but it wasn't given to the woman. So l'chora, it's a vaday that she's not the megureshes. However, the Rambam that we saw before says it's not true. It's not a vaday, she's not megureshes. It's a suffik megureshes. Other ya, other nish, maybe he walked on his own. Maybe he was given to her as a bekinyan. Suffik megureshes. Now, it's not mentioned, not in the sugya, and not in the Rambam, what case it's talking about. This din is the Baal in front of us, and is he ma'arer that he didn't give her the get? Or not? Are we talking about where the Baal claims he didn't give her the get? Or does the Baal not say anything? So then, from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say anything, it's mashma b'chol inyan, she's safik megureshes. Whether he complains or not. And now we have to understand better. Because in Godros, in the case of Godros, Ramamid b'cheskes marakam v'toris vaday, that it's the ma'arers. So why here, if by Godros when there's a ma'arer, it's v'toris vaday his, why here if there's a ma'arer, is she not divorced v'toris vaday? We say v'toris vaday, it's the eved still belongs to the husband, just like we do by Godros. In the event that he's ma'arer, so says Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkovich, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, also brought in the same sefer on the same page, Ol Yitzchak 767, that here in the get we have the get written on the hand of the Eved, stamat milsa, that the husband gave it to the wife, and therefore even if there's an error of a Baal that it wasn't a garisher, nevertheless we still have a suffik, because sof kol sof you have a get written on his hand and it's in the possession of the woman. So that definitely puts a doubt in our mind. Much more than the Godros case and the moving animals. So therefore here, it's only going to be Suffolk Megureshes, Suffolk Anna Megureshes. Maybe yes, maybe no. The fact that the get is written, it makes us think that maybe she is Megureshes. The Meiri in our sugya writes, Isha Shiyatza Ebi Mitachas Yadu, V'gita Kasevah Yadu, V'osev Muchzik Shushel Baal, V'isha Toena Shel Baal Ekneula, V'u Eino Mode Bekach, Ein Zeklum. A woman who has an eved in her possession and there's a get written on his hand and the eved is muhsuk that it belongs to the husband, and the woman claims that the husband was makin it to her and he's not moda, it's nothing, because Godros have no chazaka. And since Linyan Dine Mamanis, he can't say, the person who is in his possession now, the animals, can't say it's his. Linyan get is also ain't no klum. That's if the husband is here. V'imeina balkan, if the husband's not here, yiresh, he's suffix migureshes. And it's a suffix. So the Miri's machalik between when the Baal is ma'arer and he says he wasn't maknit to her. She has no chazak on the Eved and linyan gerush, and she's vaday eina migureshes. In the case where the husband's not ma'arer, where there it's a suffix gerushin. From Stimas HaRambam, it's mavur that even if the Baal is ma'arer, she's still suffix migureshes. Kumtois, we have machogos in the Miri and the Rambam. Chor. That the Rambam is holding that no matter what, she's suffix migureshes, whether the Baal is ma'arer or not. And according to the Miri, if the Baal is ma'arer, she's vaday nak migureshes. And if the Baal is not ma'arer, then it's a suffix. Says Rav Michal Yehuda Zatzal, Chor, we can say that get is different from all Tainas Chazak of Gojus. Because the get was written on his hand. And there's no din and dvarim between the man and the woman whether the husband wrote this get or not. He agrees that he wrote the get. The whole din and dvarim, the whole discussion, is that he's claiming that he didn't give it to her. He didn't give her the get. The Eved walked on his own. And she says that she received the Eved from the husband, L'shem Gerishin. And since the husband wrote this get, he wanted to be Megarish with this get. So that's the chilik between Gerishin and Godros. By Godros, there's no chazaka. We say there's a cheskes marakama. Ain al maladaber. The marakama had it. You assume it still belongs to the marakama. So it's vaday, doesn't belong to the person in whose possession we find it now. But here, since he wrote a get on this eved, so we can assume that he wanted to give the eved to the woman to be megarish. And therefore, it's still a suffix, suffix megureshes, even if the husband was ma'arev. And that explains the shita of the Rambam. That the shita of the Rambam is that, you know why there's a suffix that maybe she is megureshes? Why is it any different than Godros? Even if the husband's ma'arer, she's still suffix megureshes. Whereas by Godros, if the Baal is ma'arer, if the Baalim is ma'arer, that the sheep don't belong to this person, the animals don't belong to this person in whose possession we find them, they go back to the marakama bevadai. There's no suffix at all. Mashen came beget. If the husband says he didn't give it to her, we still remain with a suffix. The answer is because there's a get written on his hand. And the fact is, a get written on his hand, why did he write the get in his hand? So that puts a lot more doubt into our mind than in the Godros case. In the Godros case, we say they walked on their own. But here he did a maisa to write a get on the hand of the Eved. So in Mela, we have this doubt in our mind that maybe Taka, he wanted to divorce her, and he did. He actually gave it to her, or maybe not, and therefore it's a suffix. That explains the sheet of the Rambam. Again, according to the Meiri, it's tell if he's Ma'arer or not. If he's Ma'arer, it's a vaday no like Godros. But according to the Rambam, even if he's Ma'arer, we still say, Ein achinami, you were Ma'arer, it's very, very nice. But what's this? There's a get written on this Eved's hand, and it's in her possession. What are you writing gets on hands of Evadim for your wife? Memela, we assume that maybe she was Megureshes. And with that, we will close this shir, and we'll give everybody a bracha. We should be zocha lilmodu lelame lishma balas lekayim is called livrei salma torah to be havel. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.